Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, Youth Station, sisters and brothers from every single spot in the world, welcome home. Hope you are safe and sound. You are listening to Arab English Radio and this is Asma. Once more, I have been blessed to be with you and with the inventor of Tutu Kachu.
Tutu Kachu, it's
yes.
Youth Station for you.
Yes.
It's, yeah, it's more
so happy to meet you here again, brother.
It's great to have you too, sister. Thank
of
you for
course.
Having me.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His help.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I think I've got a wisdom tooth coming.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a little bit aggravating.
So now it's very bothering you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are in the month of Muharram and the appearance of the city totally shows it to us. But I'm not sure this blessing that we have it in our country is actually the common thing in other countries as well. You know?
You mean Muharram?
The appearance of the city goes all in black and then you see all the people.
No way. That doesn't exist. I don't think it exists anywhere else in the
Everybody's
world.
Everybody's getting prepared for it.
So last time we started to discuss actually about Thar Allah, the blood of Allah.
Yeah.
And how that's not the physical blood of Allah.
Of course.
And we started to touch upon the powerful metaphorical imagery that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself have given to us through Imam Hussein alayhi salam as being the blood of Allah.
Yeah, that is very true. And we started talking about the characteristics of Imam Hussein alayhi salam that turned him into this very great Sarallah, as we just call it. We said that in different religions, people usually search for the sacrificed person, the holy person who is going to play the role of the savior.
Mm-hmm.
And
I just wanted to ask, actually, because I only see that in Christianity, at least apparently I can only see it in Christianity.
Yeah.
Is it in Hinduism, Judaism?
Well, I have no accurate ideas
Neither
about it,
I.
but of course I think they do.
They probably do.
Yeah, actually, because, you know, they believe in different gods and also they must have a god for sacrifice.
The sacrificed kind of...
Yeah, because usually in their religion is mostly like mythology.
Yes.
So when you go there and when we are talking about different divinities, as they call it, or different gods, then we would come across with the idea of a special god for sacrifice.
Also
for saving.
Fitratan, the innate divine nature of all human beings, it does kind of make you search for the one who would sacrifice himself for the greater cause.
Well, you know what? It's very interesting that ever since you start to grow and learn and understand things and dig deeper and not just go for the surface, you would start learning something about your spiritual creed. And as you are going through that patch, you will understand that there have been people years ago perhaps thousands of years ago, uh-huh. that did plenty of great jobs for you, mm-hmm. and they actually acted like the torch to lead you through the roads of salvation. We have this concept about Abdullah al-Hussein, that he is the fastest sailor that would lead you to salvation.
Subhanallah.
So right. reading that and getting across that as a youth, it actually intrigued me so much. It is very interesting to have such a person in your religion that you could find refuge in him. You go to him and you always have this hope in your mind that I'm not alone. There's a person who would always be a shoulder for me. Mm-hmm. He's always going to hold my hand and help me through different situations. So maybe not exactly the sacrifice thing as you said, but we usually search for the one who is going to be our savior. Mm-hmm. The one who's going to help us through different situations.
When Prophet Ibrahim was going to sacrifice his son, Ismail, that was supposed to be a huge sacrifice.
Yeah.
Then the Quran, when it comes to this, it says that we ransomed him for a great sacrifice.
Yes,
you heard
yes.
of this, right? We ransomed yes. him, right? So the Christians and the Jews, everybody was waiting for a great sacrifice.
Yeah.
When it didn't come, they attributed that sacrifice to Jesus.
So they thought that that sacrifice is exactly the Jesus, but yes. they did not know that that holy, great sacrifice is yet to come.
Exactly.
In our culture and in our country, society, or call it whatever, because we grow in a in families that they all are believers and we do respect the month of Muharram, we held some gatherings for it, we share foods, we do different sort of things that shows the mourning on our appearance, then I guess it's pretty natural that you would make a very strong bond with the person who is the owner of this month.
I think also one very important part of the title Tharullah that we've overlooked is the idea of divine retribution or divine vengeance. Right? So Thar, it alludes to the fact that some blood has been spilt and vengeance needs to be taken for that blood that has been spilt.
Yeah, that is very true.
So we see there a kind of indication. It's like kind of indicating there Imam Mahdi, right?
The
Zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala faraj al-sharif. There's a lot of youths out there, unfortunately, who have been taught, even by some scholars, that, you know, when the Mahdi returns, there's going to be, you know, everybody's just going to be beautiful and peaceful immediately.
Automatically everything turns,
you know,
to be heaven.
As if, you know, the evangelical Christians in America,
it's like, imagine,
example.
You sleep at night and then you wake up in the morning and everything is just
heaven. No. It's not going to be like that. Exactly. There is going, like for example, the evangelical Christians in America, who are the biggest supporters of the Zionist regime. Are you really expecting that they're going to just see Imam Mahdi and then start bowing and being like, oh no?
Yeah.
Do you think that
the great
tyrannical powers are just going to give up and be like, oh, okay, no, we're going to be good now? No, it doesn't work like that. There is going to be bloodshed.
Yeah.
The very same people.
It needs preparation, actually.
The very same people who have the very same mentality which slew our Imam Hussein still exists in the world today.
Of course.
Yazid is not going to just turn over and be like, oh yeah, I'm good now.
Yeah.
No.
Let's go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention.
is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Youth Station.
I always say that the story of Ashura would never cease to exist. Mm-hmm. Actually, the world has been created just like that. I mean, that incident in the history was a mirror to all parts of it. It was just a cut that would show you the entire history. Mm-hmm. Because we can see it right now as well. The many people are going through oppression and tyrannical people are governing them.
Yeah.
And nobody can stop them.
Yeah.
So we still have the majority of people going against this minority. And they make them look like oppressed people who are deprived from different sort of things. And that's why we believe that the Savior would come and the world would be devoted to him and the minority of the people who have never had the power to rule the world.
And that might be some part of the wisdom behind why we say, you know, every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala.
That is very true.
But yeah, there is going to be that vengeance. And vengeance for what? Thar Allah, the blood of Allah, which was spilt.
Yeah, so we were speaking of Thar Allah, different concepts regarding that. We said that literally it means the blood of Allah, but it actually is metaphorical. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge meaning behind that expression. And also we said that different religions have got this urge to find such a person mm-hmm. as the one who's going to be their savior or the one who's been sacrificed in order to rescue them. And at the end, we just came with the conclusion about the characteristics of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And mm-hmm. also we had a touch upon the fact of the month of Muharram and the rituals that we go through. That all of them have got a message. They want to prepare us for a greater cause, that is the appearance of the promised Imam who's going to come and save all the human beings.
Very nicely summarized right there. I'm afraid that's all we have time for today.
Yeah.
I'm glad you summarized it because I wouldn't have been able to remember all the points that we've covered. God bless you, sister.
And
dear listeners,
you,
we hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the show. From myself and from Sister Asma, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I have what I have. My love is strong. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness. My